Next application is case number 11372. The application of CMH Homes, DBA Oakwood Homes, being northeast of DuPont Boulevard, also known as Route 113, southwest of Mitchell Road, also known as Route 83, and northwest of Dagsburg Road, also known as Route 334, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 233, map 5, parcel 98, requesting a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a through lot. This application we received one mail return. No letters in support, no letters in opposition.
Thank you.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Gil Alexander Fleming, 13 Radcliffe Drive, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I have some books. Can I pass books out?
Yep. Just send them down to Mr. Lank. Yep.
At 6 is fine. We got one for each member and one for the attorney. And I need one back for the record. For Jennifer.
I'll give her my copy.
That's fine.
Good evening. Thank you for hearing this case tonight. Appreciate it.
When's it now?
Wish me to just state the case?
Yes, please.
Okay. I've been general manager of Oakwood Homes, Millsboro, Delaware, since 2003. Been there currently since 1999. This particular lot is a very unique lot. You can see by the way the shape of the lot is, it is very restrictive. Because we're on a through lot, apparently we have a 40-foot setback from Route 113 and a 40-foot setback from Mitchell Street, which doesn't leave a lot of display envelope there at all. The demand for homes and variety of homes and also to compete in today's market is more than ever. More than not, folks come in and they want to see a good variety of houses. They don't want to just see seven or eight houses. And the competition that has normal size lots, more area to place displays, have usually 12 and up. Clayton Homes, which is part of our business down the street, is probably going to put about 20 on his lot because he has 8 acres. This has been a good running business ever since I've been there and before. A good company, this particular store, received the 2011 Sales Center of the Year Award for the entire East Region. Many, many legendary service awards. The displays on the lot are in excellent condition and look good. What happened, I don't think we've ever, and I say this frankly, I don't think we've ever really been in conformity with the setbacks at some point or another. Whether it be 3 foot, this house is sticking out too far. If you look at the Google map, that's about 2 years old, and there's a 76-foot home on the right side of the office that's probably 3 foot into that setback on the front. But there was never a complaint. And there was a complaint, and I was called by the county to come in and address it. So I got with Miller Lewis, and what I believe to be a reasonable relief is depicted in front of you. We're asking for a 26-foot relief on both, or at least on one side of that lot, because of the, if we have to conform into that area with the demands of today's market, we'll be squashed down to about 9 houses if we can fit them in there. The single wide market is more and more growing because they're affordable, and folks are just looking for a lot of single wides. We've been getting a name for a place to come and see single wides, but they are usually 16 by 76, and they take up a lot of space. There's only so many spaces I can stack them. I'd like to have seven of them, six to seven single wides and about nine doubles, ranging from 76 feet to 48 feet for the double wides, 76 feet to 66 feet for the single wides. I know that Sussex County Code states the 40-foot setback is what's required for a manufactured home lot. But as you can clearly see, this lot is different. It always has been. It's a great point of business. This particular business does approximately $4 to $5 million a year in business, beautifying Delmarva. We do it well. We do it right. The homes that are on the lot are only temporary. The oldest home on my lot currently is under 450 days old. So it's not like we're setting up houses like they used to and let them sit there for 4 years. There's no big modulars on brick foundations or anything like that. It's more of a, you know, put them on and get them off. Quick business. And in a lot of ways, like a car business. the uniqueness of the lot just simply doesn't allow us enough space to legally conform into the setbacks. So that's why we're looking for relief. So in conclusion, basically, we want to keep up with today's market. We want to be competitive. I feel like single wides is very, very important, and also variety is very, very important. We're on this little delta in Delmarva, and we want to continue to be able to show the proper amount of houses and without being in violation. So that's why we're here.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Let's start again. Mr. Mills?
Yes. Mr. Fleming, the the drawing that you've presented to us shows a red line. I assume is what you're requesting as far as a 24-foot setback. And in beyond that 24 line, you're showing displays encroaching beyond that. Is your intention to bring those displays back? Is that the current displays or?
Since this drawing was done by Don Miller, the display that you see on the north side front, I'm sorry, the south side front of the entrance, that single wide display is not there anymore. You'll see that in some of the pictures mm-hmm. taken from Route 26. The display in the back by the billboard, mm-hmm. Mr. Parker is the owner of this lot, and we rent from Mr. Parker for many, many years. He has this billboard, and it makes him a lot of money. And in trying to appease Mr. Parker, of course, because he doesn't want us blocking his billboard. You can see from the pictures, it is a low billboard. So if we put a house there, we're kind of, he took me for a ride and said, Gil, we can't have this. When you ride down this road, you can't see that billboard. So we moved the house back. This particular home on the south end of the lot was set when I wasn't there in the morning. Those guys were there at like 7 o'clock. And so that was a mistake. There is a big for sale sign on it. There's a big sign inside, and we are actively trying to get rid of that home. And it will sell. I have lowered the price, and we're basically just going to give it away if we have to get that one in conforming. So I know that's way out, and that was my mistake. The other display, which is by the sign on the north side front behind the fence, is still currently there. That house, of course, is up for sale and has been. That's our Cy Robertson house. That was a forced house that was sent to us for everybody to sell. And again, we're trying to just liquidate that model. I was hoping we could get rid of, we have just taken an application on one of the other displays that is in line by the office, in which case that house going out, since it is a cash deal, we could take this display and put it in line. and get it out of the red area. So yes, and the one display back behind the office, there's this double wide, then a single wide. That single wide is gone.
So, well, I guess what my question is that if we were to grant the variance as you request, that you'll make sure that they're all held back to within the what we grant, 16 feet from the property line.
Absolutely.
Okay.
The big 76 footer that's there by the right side of the office mm-hmm. is gone also. That's an open space, and I'm putting a 56 foot home in there, so it'll definitely be in conformity. Right now, the front line itself, the display that's currently over the blue line all the way to the north end in the front, has been adjusted to go within that blue line. And the display next to the long one on the right side of the office is also in line, and the other one that's next to that says 16, that particular house has been sold off the lot and a new one brought in and turned a different way behind this one. So it should be pretty much in conformity. I was planning on being in conformity in case we did not get the variance. But it's really very difficult. I'm sure you can understand that. I mean, basically, if we don't get this variance, I have to get rid of quite a few houses because we had to have space to move homes around to come in and out. I can't move two houses to get one out.
Let me get this straight. You said you've been in violation for quite a while.
Well, what I'm saying is I can't say, sir, that we have always met the setbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, I wasn't always aware of them.
Right.
So
how did this come about? Did you get a violation from somebody or a complaint?
Well, yeah, I had the county, Dean Malloy called me.
Okay.
And said, hey, Gil, we got a complaint. You got, something's wrong with you, this and that. And I said, okay. And this was after I put these two single wides up front.
Okay.
That's when that happened. It was like right then, shortly thereafter. So I wasn't sure if Miss Elva next door might have called or who. It could have been, who knows. But
so you would like to bring these, the current violation that you're in, if you didn't have these, the original ones you were in violation with, and then you'd like to add to that violation with a variance by granting that adjustment. Is that right?
Well, let's ask it in a different way. How many homes do you presently have on the property?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, okay. Well, currently, excuse me, I should know this, but it's escaped me in the, mm-hmm. the excitement. It's about 13 currently.
How many would you like to be able to?
16 maximum. 16 maximum.
And you will be the one that will enforce that number? Is that correct? What's your position there?
Yes, sir. I'm general manager, so I decide if how much inventory we have or don't have. Just based on what...
You'll be responsible for the setbacks, too. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
So presently you have 13 on the property, but you're still in violation.
Well... As I said, this particular one that was set all the way to the south side of the lot, yes, sir, that one is.
So how many could you legally put on there presently? And I realize that may change with the mix of different size homes. How many could you possibly fit on there without the variance legally? Roughly.
Maybe 9. And that's about half of what we need, and that would certainly very adversely affect our business.
That's a considerable difference.
Yes, sir.
From 9 to 16.
Yes, right. Sir.
And also, you mentioned earlier in your presentation that you would be willing to possibly accept one side variance, or at least one on, let's say, Mitchell Street or on 113 without having... variance for both of them?
Yes, sir. Yeah, if we were to get Mitchell Street, we're good, really. I mean, that would be fine. I just, the reason I thought for both of the lines, you know, really, I mean, this, I've always had a 76-foot home on the right side of the office, and it just doesn't seem to work in that, in the line there. You know, it just doesn't seem to fit without that one corner going over. Because you've got to have the handicapped area, which is on the right side of the office, where folks can get their, you know, wheelchairs in and so on and so forth. That's where our ramp is. The ramp and the porch is not showing here. So it's difficult. You need to have a 76-foot home, and there's not a lot of space to put one. That's pretty much that one. That there and the very, very south end of the lot in the center is the only place you can really put that 76-footer. And that's important because it's a four-bedroom. People are looking for four bedrooms. The front display, this one that's all the way on 113, all the way at the north, is what's right behind that is my wheel and axle cage, where all the wheels and axles are stored. There's not a lot of play there if you want to move the single wides in and out where I have them stacked. Again, think about the moving of these houses. They're very long, and you have to have the swing. So
if you put the 76 over there by your storage area where one of the singles are and put one of the singles over where the 76, would that work better or not because of movement? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, what I'm saying is the front yard, the front setback, the reason I'm seeking that is because of these two, mainly because of these two displays, the one all the way to the north of the lot and the one to the right side of the office. That's the ones. This obviously the back setback is cutting right through the houses, and it's, you know, that is detrimental to it. Preferably to have both of them, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, is why I'm here. But yeah, one's better than nothing.
Okay. With the one, we just did the one. You still want to get three houses in there, right? You probably want to get one. You're looking for three more, right?
At least that, yeah.
Okay, then if we only give you the one, you couldn't get the three in that? So you need really both of them. But if we only give you one, how many houses would you get there then?
Well, it's not going to really change what we have. I think the...
it's going to take out four homes if we only grant the one on Mitchell.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah,
that's right.
But the display changes every day. If you sell the unit, then there's another, you bring a different unit in, it may set a different way.
Yeah, they usually sit there about a year to.
Do you usually put the same size back in?
No. It does fluctuate. Like we have another one that's coming, well, that's actually here that we need to set. And that would be going right next to the rear Mitchell Street, the north one, right next to that, I put a single wide there. That's temporarily there that I want to pull down where the single wide is currently showing on Mitchell Street that isn't there now. And put a 72-foot double wide there, which is a four-bedroom 72-foot we're going to sell for $59.9. So it's a real, real good seller.
But looking at 113 side of the property versus the Mitchell Street side, the way you have it laid out on this diagram, if we were to grant the Mitchell Street side, you'd be capable of five more displays as you have it in the diagram versus the 113 side would just be an advantage of four displays. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. It looks like anyway.
If you could just rephrase that or something, I'm not quite following you. I'm sorry.
Okay. Let's take Mitchell. If the Mitchell Street side was approved,
yes,
you would be allowed to keep five displays as you have it diagrammed in your NIM.
Yes.
Okay. If the 113 side was approved, you would be allowed to keep four displays as you have it diagrammed now.
Correct. Yeah, either and, way, if I'm
and,
sorry.
And anything I think the concern, and I'm not necessarily speaking for the board, but the I think the real biggest concern would be on 113. There's two single wides that are so actually across the requested setback. So if we were to grant something lesser for the northern double wide and the double wide next to your office, then that would give you some relief as well.
Yeah.
So that means there would only be two that you couldn't display the single wides out front.
Which, you know, that's okay. I mean, I did that because, frankly, one of them was a misorder. Customer ordered a 70-footer. The park told him it was okay, and then they said it wasn't okay. So I said, I'll take it in on inventory, and I'll order you a new house. And we put it out front to see if we could blow it off the lot, put a big sign on it. The other one was the Cy house, the Cy Robertson house, which is sponsors for our company, Clayton Homes. And so that was a big promotional thing. So we put that one right out front for the promotion. And that's still there. The other one is not there. So, if it was somewhere in between the two, that would be awesome. That would be great.
Yeah, you're actually in need. Let's see. Lawrence, you can help me out if I'm wrong. That one, the double wide on the north and west side, is 12 foot 9 inches from
into the 40 foot
into the setback.
Right.
And the other one is 7.3 feet into the setback.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if we were to grant, say, for example, a 10 foot variance on that side, then that would afford you relief at least for those two, and possibly even another one, I assume the side one that's 28 feet there.
Yeah.
Which could be moved back within 10 feet, it appears.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. That way it's not as what's the word I'm looking for? It doesn't encroach as much on 113.
Right. It is a very unique lot.
Yes, it is.
And as I said, it has had its difficulties to try to make it work. So I do appreciate you hearing this.
Have you ever had any complaints with the businesses on across Mitchell Street from you?
No. This is the first time I've ever had a complaint. Since or heard about a complaint really since I've been there since 99. It was just it was when I put those single wides up front, we got a call, and
so 25 years you haven't had any issues.
Yeah, not that I'm aware of. I mean, I wasn't a manager in 99, but from 2003 to now, no.
15 years.
Hmm?
15 years.
Yeah,
at least that. I think we've been there since the 80s.
Late 80s. Okay. The business has been there longer.
Yes.
So instead of just correcting your present violation, you want to go.
You're looking for the future.
A little more. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're looking for relief.
I guess that's what you're doing.
So how far are you coming up to the telephone electric poles?
You're
coming up on that side of 113, you're coming up to the electric lines, are you? Poles?
No, I don't believe so. What did the pictures depict that?
There's a picture in there from on the 113 entrance.
Hold on.
That looks like he's might be 10 feet or so from the telephone poles.
Yeah, right away there.
There's like the poles in there right away on that. Quite a bit. He's going to be coming up, another?
So you got quite a problem with 10 pounds on a 5-pound bag, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a great lot, though, sir. We've had a wonderful, wonderful career there.
Right.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with your lot.
Yes.
And to correct my originally I said 10 foot, but he would need, for that one display on the north end, a 13 foot variance.
Where? The north end?
On that north end on the 113 side in order to accommodate those two or three.
Right, okay.
He would need a 13 foot variance.
Right.
Won't that, the one on the 113, he had to set that back farther because of the curve of the driveway too, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that affect that hatch coming up?
Well,
he's going to have to move it back down that way to get.
Right now he'd have to move all of them to comply.
Yeah.
But if we granted a 13 foot, then he could leave that one that's north and west, and then the one that's next to the office, and possibly put one in front of those single wides.
Well, you're looking at two different things. You're looking at what's there.
Right.
And what might not be there tomorrow.
Right.
Because the site's going to change every time he makes a sale.
Right.
But once he makes a sale, then what he brings in, it's going to have to conform to whatever the board grants.
Right. Right. That's the reason I was saying. You're looking for 10 pounds and a 5 pounds. We're trying to work that out of these leaving and not being there and still granting you a variance that is, in your words, workable.
Accommodating.
Right.
Right.
His request is for a 16-foot setback.
Basically, you're asking for an expansion of the building envelope.
Yeah.
Because if you're telling me, you know, which I have no reason to doubt, that your turnover just keeps going and going and going, right?
Yes, sir.
So you're going to be restricted, whatever this board, to when you bring in the new trailers. They're going to have to adhere to these setbacks.
Yes,
whatever
sir.
Whatever we grant, not what's here appearing here.
Right, yeah. Okay. I'll have Don Miller mark it out, and I'll get real familiar with it.
Okay.
So you know how you're going to have to set that up then anyway. Well, if we grant this, you know where you got to place everything at.
Yes, sir.
Right.
I'm sure that the paperwork will be very, it'll tell me exactly what I need to do, and I'll make sure it happens.
And let me ask you one more question here from me. I'm sure the board may have some others. You don't feel it substantially affect the adversely the uses of the neighborhood?
No, sir, I do not.
Okay. You said you had a complaint?
Yes, sir. I don't know who from her. It wasn't personally to me.
What was the complaint? Did you were too close to the line, or
Dean didn't
you put
specify.
Too many?
He did not specify.
Okay.
He just said there was a complaint,
okay,
and I need to address it. And I said, well, man, I guess it's because of these two single wides I just set out front. So I went ahead and, you know, got with Don Miller, and it took us a couple months to get together with, you know.
Well, somebody must have known because it's a C1, it's a C1 district.
Yes, sir.
So you're allowed to. So it must add to be setbacks somewhere there. Okay. Thank you.
One more quick question. The display on the 113 side on the north end that sits catty corner, according to the survey, is 12.9 feet into the setback line.
May I approach and see which one you're pointing at?
It's 27.1.
It's right here.
On the front property line.
That was a 64-foot home, and currently we've replaced it with a 61-foot home.
So the 12.9 went to...
I've taken that 61-foot home and turned it so that that corner should be in, you know, in case it didn't go well tonight. I think it's in there.
You know. And I don't think it's going too well. You're doing a good job, though. You're doing a good job.
Mr. Lang. On that north side of the property, that side yard setback, is there any issues there that you see?
No.
Okay. Because I'm 5 foot
setback permitted.
Okay.
Yes. 5 foot.
All right. I was just wondering because it looked like that one, the one that Mr. Hudson was just referring to, it says 3.6.
Plus five.
Oh,
plus five.
Okay. So 3.6 from that setback. All right.
Yeah, that's actually,
yeah, you know,
that's actually 8.6.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You know what concerns me is that, let's say tomorrow you're the luckiest man in Sussex County, and they come in, and we grant you a variance or whatever we decide, and you clear that lot off. You get all kinds of sales, and you don't have a thing in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to start bringing in some for your turnover, right? what we're seeing here is not really going to, because Mr. Hudson just asked you about the 60-foot, and you said, no, it's going to go up to 61 or something.
It went down in size.
Yeah, or go down in size or up in size, either way. So what the board is trying to do is trying to work with you, but we're trying to find out exactly, you can't have everything you want and still, with those size of the trailers you're talking about, and still be within the variance even.
Oh, I believe if we were to go to
can
the red line.
Can you make that work that way?
The red lines, if you were to grant the variance for the red lines here, we're done, we're good.
In other words, you could clear the lot off tonight, and then tomorrow you start bringing them, you could adhere to those red lines.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir. I've worked this little delta for all these years, and like I said, you know, it hasn't always been in conformity.
Okay.
I mean, I inherited
that's
the store as manager.
That's what I was thinking in my mind, right.
Yeah, I understand, and I, you know, and but it's never been grossly out. But you can see the uniqueness of the lot.
Sure.
It poses a great strain to try to get into this setback. It is going to cost us a lot of inventory, and it's going to cost us a lot of business. And it's going to adversely affect our business if we cannot get this variance. It is a very unique lot. There's no complaints that have been lodged, so I appeal to the board to have mercy on me in this business so we can continue on. I can tell you this, that if you grant the red lines, and if you don't grant the red lines, if you do 13 or 16 feet in the front, I'll adhere to it. I just don't see how we can fit 16 displays on this. It's just not working. So I need help.
Mr. Lank, is there, what do we know about the complaint?
I just know there was a complaint. I haven't seen it.
Okay. Somebody called in and said.
Could have been a call in, could have been a competitor, could have been somebody riding by.
Gotcha.
So we don't know.
Right. All right.
We don't have I don't think there was a formal letter submitted. It was just probably a call.
You probably got a call to come out and check your property. That's normally what happens.
I've never had one in 15 years until he brought them two single wides in, as he testified earlier. So that tells me he wouldn't. Stand with the water.
A pretty good looking guy. I don't know who the heck would complain about you if it was a lady.
That's relative.
Right.
Okay, are there any further questions in from members of the board? Mr. Workman, any further questions?
No, I mean, I think he knows if we give him the red lines, he knows what kind of trailers you gotta have to make that fit.
Right.
So I think he's, I have no problem with that.
Okay. Then Mr. Rickard, you go.
No, I think Mr. Workman said the same thing I was thinking. That's the reason I asked him. I said, you know, let's just concentrate in the red lines and make sure you adhere to that. And you said you would. Is that
absolutely
correct?
Absolutely.
Yep. Okay.
Mr. Hudson, you comfortable? No further questions?
No further questions.
Mr. Mills? Okay, then hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we take case number 11372 under advisement.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 11372 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, and the motion is okay. You agree with what the under advisement is?
Yes.
And there may be a decision made later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, but you may call the office in the morning.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want me to take the books back, or are you keeping them? It's okay if you keep them.
It's up.
Yeah, there. We'll hang them.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.